But 1-0, you're back on top of the table tonight. But how nervy were those closing moments for you?
Yeah, it's true, but it's a pity because we had chances in the first half, chances at the beginning of the second half, and we don't take our chances, and after we suffer a little bit, then it's important to get 3 points. I think we were really unlucky the other day with an own goal in the last minute, and today we deserve more, but in the end we get 3 points, and everybody working very hard, everybody together, fans, players, everyone, and that is the way to go up.
How pleased were you with the way you started the game? You got the goal in the first half and you looked a lot stronger in the first half than you did on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's true. It was difficult for us because we had one less day to recover than them, and we thought maybe we'll play this at the end, but we started with five shots, and then it was a pity that it wasn't the best. And the goal, and it seemed that we were in control, but you were playing against a good team, so the second half we needed to keep working hard, and then you could see that some players, they were a little bit tired, they were going a little bit late to tackle and to regain the ball, and they had more control, but still, I think that the chance of Mitrovic, the last one of Ajoffe, so could be the difference, and then enjoy the last minute, and that we couldn't do it.
You made three changes. One of them was Mo Diarmi starting. You had to drop him deeper into midfield when Isaac Hayden went off, but what effect do you think Diarmi had on all of your good play in the first half when he was further forwards?
No, he was really important because watching him in the training sessions, we could see that he had energy, and now we need the fresh legs, and then with him, with fresh legs and quality, he could make the difference. After, we needed to move him a little bit deeper, but that is the problem that we have because we don't have too many midfielders, so then we adjusted that, and it was fine in the end.
You said before the game that you wanted unity, you wanted the fans to really get behind the team in a big way, like you know they can, and they really responded to that call from you, didn't they? Because the noise today was terrific.
Yeah, they were really good. From the beginning, you could feel the atmosphere, and I think that the players, they appreciate that. I was really pleased to see when Dumet was tackling the second half, all the fans cheering. So this connection between players and fans is crucial if we want to go up.
You had a road with the referee at the end. Was it about the challenge on Perez or a general assessment?
A couple of them, because the challenge of Perez was clear from our point of view. It was a foul. After I saw the leg of Ajon, he has a knock, so it was very clear. But the other one, they were pushing from behind one of our players, and in the box, just touch you a little bit, and then they have the chance. So, and we could see that from our position, and the four officials could see the same. They say no, but because it's nothing, almost nothing. No, almost nothing. No, if you try to jump and they push you, and especially in the senior box, you know that it's a foul. But in the end, every game you have a lot of situations that you think that you are right, and sometimes you are wrong. But we get the 3 points, and with this team spirit, then you enjoy even more.
Thank you.